Hi, and welcome to the Industries and COVID podcast. I am your host, Joshua Brooker. Throughout this series, we will be talking with professionals from a range of industries to discuss how COVID-19 has impacted, for better or for worse, their ability to work. We will also explore how they have reinvented and expanded their methods of operation to continue providing services to their clients during this time of social isolation. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. This week, we are talking with Danielle Fowler, the head of makeup for the TV series Nancy Drew. Throughout this interview, we'll be taking a look at how the makeup department functioned pre-COVID and what some of the obstacles have been to keep the workspace safe for everyone. We will also discuss some of the ideas that have been proposed and implemented to allow people to return to set and continue working. Hi, how are you, Danielle?
I'm great, Josh. How are you?
I am good. So tell me a little bit about what being in the makeup trailer was like pre-COVID, how many people you generally had in, and the process of what it was like.
So before COVID, usually a makeup team consists of a head of department and three assistants that work full time. I work myself and four assistants, and everyone on my team works 4 days a week, except for me. I work five. That allows for people to have days off, can take vacations, can just sort of cycle through, and we're able to create more of a funner environment with more longevity. People aren't exhausted all the time, and it seems like everyone seems to like that way a little bit better. So at any given time in the trailer, which we share with the hair department, there could be anywhere between probably three makeup assistants, myself, my partner Paul, who works on the hair side, and his two to three assistants. So probably anywhere between 7 to 10 people. And then if everyone's working on an actor, that puts it around between 15 and 20 people in the trailer at one time. We're always up with cleanliness in there. We're cleaning our brushes constantly. We're sanitizing, but I think it will look a lot different after when we go back to work with COVID this time.
For sure, it's hard to have 20 people in a trailer at once. What kind of ideas have been thrown around for the departments now that productions are trying to either have started already or trying to get up on their feet?
It's interesting because every show is completely different. What I've heard on our show that we're going to do is we're going to be wearing masks that goes over your mouth and nose, and a visor that goes over your full face, including a smock that is washable that will change for every cast member. I had heard some talk about gloves, but I think they give a false sense of cleanliness, whereas if it's your hands, I think you're a little bit more noteworthy about what you're touching and how often you're washing. So I don't necessarily think gloves are going to be mandatory. And then a full cleanliness set up in between each person where everything is taken off the station and wiped down. Each cast member will have their own brushes and their own makeup, which will be in sealed containers and sanitized every time that they're used. So it will be a lot more manpower and a lot more legwork. And that's not even just us cleaning the trailer as well. There will be probably a lot of sanitization procedures that will need to happen during the day.
You want to keep everything as clean and protect everybody as much as possible. You don't want any outbreaks on set, which I'm sure would be a nightmare to even think about if it happened.
I honestly don't know what the outcome would be at this point if someone were to test positive. I did a day call on a TV show that ABC is doing called Big Sky, which was so great to be able to go and see how another show has worked. On the Friday before I worked, my actual day call was on Monday. I went to get my COVID test. Then when I went in on the Monday, I wore my mask, my full visor. I worked with a couple stunt doubles, sanitized between each situation. But then there was only allowed one hair and one makeup person on set. So it was a lot of downtime. It was quite interesting to see how different it was.
I'm sure. Now, we mentioned just a few minutes ago that a typical trailer would have 15, 20 people. Are you now going to be splitting between two trailers, or are you going to have the crew rotating in and out of one?
So what I've heard that we're going to do on our show coming up is we will have a 10-seater trailer and every second station will be used. So that 10-station trailer will then turn into a 5-station, and we'll also have a separate 6-person trailer that will then be turned into a 3-person trailer. So it just depends. And usually hair and makeup work in the same trailer, so it'll be interesting to see how it will work now.
Especially if the hair and makeup are in separate trailers, which I guess those details will have to be worked out.
If you imagine full-size tractor trailer truck, that's basically what our trailer is like now. Usually the head of the hair department and the head of the makeup department work on the opposite ends of the trailer and the assistants move into the middle. Where last year, my partner Paul and I, we just found that it was easier for us to, we worked in the middle right beside each other, and then our assistants worked on the outsides of the trailer. So that was easier for us. We could kind of hear everything that was going on. We could just turn and talk to each other. So it will be different to see how it's going to go. We have discussed working in the same trailer this year and having and breaking up our assistants to work in other trailers, but that could be tricky with me being able to maintain the quality of what I'm looking for with different cast members, making sure that any troubleshooting things that I need to take care of, I can see right away. I'm not too sure how it will work yet, so we're just trying to sort that out.
I can see that being definitely a hurdle.
I think everything's going to take a little bit longer. We're going to have to sanitize between each cast member. We're going to have to make sure that everything is wiped down properly all the time and that everyone is being safe, because we are really the front line in this situation. We're working with cast that have masks off. So everyone else on set, whether they're inside or outside, will be working protected because they will be wearing masks or face shields if they feel they need to, possible gloves. But there'll be three different zones. Zone A would be the people on set that are working with cast without masks on. So they'll go to set, take their masks off there, and touch-ups, we'll do those, and they'll head into set. And then we'll be tested 3 times a week. Zone B is a person that will set up on set, for instance, like a lighting technician or a grip. They'll be in set without cast or around cast that are still fully masked up. Once the cast goes on to set and removes their mask, they'll step off of set and they'll be tested 2 times a week. And then there'll be people working off set entirely will be tested 1 time a week. So it's just about keeping everyone as safe as possible that way. On the show that I did work on last week, they had hydration stations. Basically, you had to move into that area and then you could take your mask off and drink water out of your own water bottle. And then once you capped it up again and washed your hands, you could leave. So that's, I guess, just to eliminate any open drinking of water. No food on set anymore. So anything from craft service will have to be eaten outside. So that'll be a challenge in the rain in Vancouver all the time. Another thing that had changed was lunch, a brown paper bag, and you wrote your name on it, and then you wrote Monday, and you wrote what you'd like for lunch. One person from every department took the lunch bag to the caterers, and they filled it with what they had, and then one person took it back. So that's quite a bit different. And on Nancy Drew, we'll be ordering the night before.
That's quite a change, especially when you want to keep things minimalized as possible. And if not everyone's going, then you don't have a rush. And it does make sense with the water bottles, because now at that point, if everyone's drinking from their own bottle, you can't accidentally have a mix-up of, oh, maybe this was mine.
Exactly. But then it's also you opening your water bottle, touching the spout, drinking from it. So it's good to wash your hands when you go in and wash your hands when you leave. It's just quite a production, more than it used to be, from just drinking a water bottle.
That's going to be another big change on set.
I have requested to have 2 from hair and 2 from makeup allowed on set at one time, whereas on the other show I just worked on, it was only 1 from each department, which they felt like was a giant stretch. That scene had like people crying and people fighting and tears and all that stuff. So I just tried to nip that in the bud, which I'm so glad I went to do that day call, because otherwise I wouldn't know.
Now, one thing I am curious about is, say the protocols get figured out, all this, 1.5 years later, COVID ends. What do you think is going to happen? Like, is hair going to go back to these packed trailers? Or are you going to keep it to every other seat?
It's hard to say. On one hand, I think that it will stay the same as it is now, you know, like with more distance in between people, because as humans, we know now what can happen. And we have learned, I think, from this experience that cleanliness is really important. Sanitization is important. But then on the other hand, human nature is always to go back to what's easiest. And it's hard to say, because it would be a lot easier if everyone just worked in the same trailer and was able to interact that way.
Well, then my thought with that would be, as it is human nature to just go back to what's easiest, do you at that point try to get a bigger trailer and still have every other seat occupied? Or is there just no room on set for that?
So the only other option would be having two slide outs. We already have so much stuff in there. I don't see how we could really make it any bigger. The only way that we could adjust would be to make the cast smaller, have less of an ensemble cast, have only like a few people coming through, I guess, or also change, like, for instance, with background, we aren't allowed to touch background anymore for hair and makeup. When we look at people, we can request, for instance, that they put their hair in a ponytail or add some lipstick, but we can't actually apply or do that anymore. So that it will be a big adjustment.
Now, is that going to change the workload on set?
It will be interesting because our job is a lot of hurry up and wait, in the way that we get there first thing in the morning, 2 to 2.5 hours before the crew. We get everyone ready, and then while they're blocking and setting up, we're sort of waiting. You know, we go and do our touch-ups, we're kind of do our finals and stuff, and then they start shooting, and then we're waiting. So it could be all that time in between two will now just be filled with more jobs. I have to see once we kind of get into the meat of it about how much work we'll have for everyone. Might be shorter days for a lot of people, because once all that stuff is finished, I'm not too sure how much more we'll have to do if we have, let's say, two people on set and another three people sitting in the trailer. That doesn't really seem like the production will be very understanding that we have three people just sitting there not doing much.
Yeah, it's all very baffling. It's just, what is going to happen? What can we do to keep everything streamlined and efficient as possible?
For instance, when I did the day call, I mean, I sat in the trailer for 14 hours after we were done processing the people. I mean, I did small jobs here and there, and I went and checked on the girl on set. But for the most part, I was just reading my book and waiting for people to get wrapped to clean them up. So that's a lot different than what I'm used to. I also wonder how much I'll be working from home, because I do a lot of meetings, which I usually am at the studio for. But if we're going to be zooming into the meetings now, will I need to go in? Because if I'm on the meeting anyway, I'll be doing it from home. Will I be sort of managing more from here, more so than I was before? Leaving early, that kind of stuff, to call in for meetings from home?
Yeah. And meetings now from home, as we've all seen, have been a lot easier because you can conference in on Zoom so many people, and you don't have to worry about seating. Are we far enough away? It's like, it doesn't matter. We're home. We're isolated by ourselves.
We're not gathering in large groups, but the trailer isn't necessarily the most quiet place to phone in to a meeting. There's always things going on and always people in there. So I will have to do some investigating as to where the best place for me to work will be.
I don't know if this is true or not, but this is just my feeling on it, is that some of these questions won't really be answered until production starts up again.
Yeah, until we're in the meat of it and we see what's working and what's not. Probably going to be a lot of trial and error and a lot of training for us too.
Do crews from other shows often share their experiences in order to help each other out?
There is an ActSafe baseline, but it just depends on what the shows are all doing. So kind of everyone is just trying to figure it out, take from other places and figure out how everything is going based on how other shows are going. But you also have to make sure that everyone is comfortable with what's going on your own show too. Whereas I don't know if you've heard about some shows, especially in New Zealand, that were all quarantined together. So they'd work together and then they'd be quarantined in a hotel together, sort of similar to what the hockey players are doing. Great too, but, and probably the safest way to go about working, but it's not very feasible for people with a family. I don't think any of the cast is able to leave even over Christmas. They've been mandated to all stay in Canada.
Oh, wow. Is a lot of the cast then from the States, or are they just kind of from everywhere?
We have three cast members from Los Angeles, one from England, and another one from Scotland. And we have one that has stayed here the whole time. Our star stayed in Canada for the entire quarantine and hasn't left. So yeah, a lot of people away from their families. Some families came with them back here because they knew that this would be the deal, but essentially they're here until March.
That's a long time to be anywhere that's not really your home.
Yeah, it's pretty positive because a lot of people want to be in Canada.
Our cases have been lower than other countries.
And we're quite proactive here, which is great, and very mindful. So I don't think it's necessarily that they're upset about it. It's just a lot to bite off and chew at one time.
We recently saw BC hit an increase in cases. Now, how do you think that's going to impact production?
I don't think we'll really know that until people start getting tested. because you have to test, I think, 24 to 48 hours before you're working. And once we start testing, I think if there's anyone that tests positive, that will definitely slow things down.
It's hard to gauge things when you have to wait on a 1 to 2 day period to see what's going on.
It's so weird, though, because you go to get tested, which is great. And so when I got tested, they said if I was positive, they would call me within the next 12 to 18 hours because they want to let you know as soon as possible. And if I didn't hear anything back, then I was negative. But theoretically, you could go from your test and do anything before to work on Monday. So, I mean, it's great that everyone's getting tested, but I would be silly to pretend there's not a flaw in that plan. You can't control what people are doing over weekends and when they're finished work. It's just for my own self, I make sure that I am as careful as possible to protect not only myself, but other people. I just hope that when that's working is doing the same. And that's one thing I did see when I was working on set the last week was that every single person was very mindful. Every single person always wearing a mask inside and just around the studio, being very far away from each other during lunch. If they weren't eating in the lunch tent, that they were very far away from each other. And I thought everyone did a really great job. I felt very safe there.
Which I think is the only thing you can really ask for. Everyone's trying to do their part in keeping the curve down and just trying to eradicate this virus so we can go back to some kind of normal.
Definitely, because there is a false sense that things are going back to normal. I find it hard to remind myself that it's still happening and could possibly even be getting worse. It feels different outside than it did when it first happened. So I have to make sure that I'm super mindful that it is still right there.
No matter how nice the weather gets or how cold it gets, it's still around.
Yeah, or how lax people feel when they're outside. Now that restaurants are open, now that you can eat outside, just making sure that you're still super mindful what's happening.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, Danielle. I hope that production on Nancy Drew starts up soon. Everyone can kind of, you know, go back to work.
Great. Thanks, Josh. I had a great time talking with you too. And we should do a recap and see in the next couple months how things have changed.
Yeah, I would love to get you back on, see how things kind of ended up working themselves out. Have a great day, Danielle.
Thank you. You too, Josh.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of Industries in COVID. This series is produced and edited by Wave Productions. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter to stay updated on all projects, episode releases, and announcements on future guests. Links for both are posted in the description below. If you want to know how a certain industry or sector has been impacted by COVID, leave a comment on Twitter. Episodes will be released every other Monday. Thank you, and have a good day.